My mother took me. She was adamant that she go and thought it would be a great idea for me to go with her. And I loved tagging along with her, so it was no big deal for me. I mean, we often went to places together. So, you know, she just said she had to be there. It was going to be a historic moment, and she needed to be there in person.
What do you remember about that day? The crowds, the speakers?
We were kind of further back, but we managed to inch our way forward, and people were pretty nice about letting us move forward since they knew, you know, clearly I couldn't see above the crowd, and my mother wasn't much taller than me. So we kind of worked our way towards the front. So we found a vantage point where we could actually see the stage, and we were able to hear. I don't know whether there were actually speakers, but we were able to hear the speeches.
Do you remember your reaction? What did you think of what you were hearing?
Well, I knew I was going to hear Dr. Martin Luther King, and I knew about him. I had no idea about, you know, the impact he would have on a crowd that size. But so I had some expectations. It just, you know, when I actually heard it, I had no idea, like I said, how impactful it would be and how well received it would have been for a crowd that size. So I you know, knew at that point that I was actually part of some very important moment in history. Again, at 10 years old, it was just apparent. I had no idea how big a point in history it was, but it seemed like a very important time.